Amud Aleph, we're up to the third line in the Gemara. So the Gemara says, Amar Reb Ila Bar Yivarechya, Il Malei Tfilaso Shal David, Ha Yukol Yisrael Mochrei Rivav, Shene Amar, Shisa Hashem Mora Lahem. If not for David's prayer, all the Jewish people would be selling fat, which is another way of saying they'd be involved in these very debased types of professions. The Gemara quotes a pasuk from Tehillim that says, Shisa Hashem Mora Lahem, that God imposed fear in them, and Rashi points out that if you look at the earlier psukim in Tehillim, it talks about the fact that the Jewish people are never going to be in a state of permanent poverty. So the idea is because of David's prayer, we were spared from having to engage in these types of professions. V'amar Reb Ila Bar Yivarech, Il Malei Tfilaso Shel Chavaku, The Gemara says that if not for the prayer of Chavakuk, two Talmidei Chachamim would be so poor that they would have to wrap themselves together in one cloak to learn Torah. The Gemara quotes a pasuk from Chavakuk, it's actually the Haftorah for the second day of Shavuos, that says that the Kerev Shanim Chayehu, that we serve God, the Kerev Shanim Chayehu, with the approach of our years we're going to live. So the Gemara reads that phrase as if it says Bekirav Shnayim, with the closeness of two people, meaning if not for his tefillah, so then these two Talmidei Chachamim would have had to sit together in close quarters wearing the same cloak. V'amar Rabbi Ila Bar Yivarechya, Shnei Talmidei Chachamim Hamahalchin Baderech Ve'ein Beinehen Divrei Torah Re'uyen Lisarev Ba'esh Shene Amar Vahi Hema Holechim Haloch V'daber V'hinei Rechav Esh Taima De'ika Dibor. The Gemara says that if two Talmidei Chachamim are walking and they're not speaking words of Torah, they deserve to be burnt by the fire. The Gemara quotes a pasuk from Sefer Melachim that Eliyahu and Elisha were walking and there were these fiery chariots, and but the pasuk specifies that they were haloch vidaber, they were speaking Torah as they walked, so only the fact that they were engaged in Torah spared them from that fire. V'amar Reb Ila Bar Yivarechya, Shnei Talmidei Chachamim Hadarin Be'ir Achas Ve'ein Nochin Zela Zeba Halacha Echad meis ve'echad golet shene emar lanus shama rotzeach asher yurtzach esreyehu bivli das vein das elatora shene emar nidmu amim yibli hadas. And the Gemara says if you have two talmidei chachamim living in the same city and they can't come to terms with one another in halacha, they're always fighting it out, they're never coming to any sort of a consensus. So the Gemara says one of them is going to die and the other is going to be exiled. And the Gemara quotes a pasuk from Parshas Maaseh where the pasuk says lanus shama rotzeach, that's where the murderer is going to flee, asher that he murdered his friend without knowledge. So the Gemara explains that Bili Das, the Das is a reference to Torah. Kol Talmid Chacham Ha'osik B'Torah Mitoch HaTchak Tvilaso Nishmas Shene Amar A person who learns Torah despite his financial straits, despite his poverty, his prayers will be answered. The Gemara quotes a series of psukim from Sefer Yeshayahu that talks about the fact that that the Jewish people dwell in Yerushalayim. They don't cry and they plead their case to God, and God responds to their prayers. And then it goes on to say that Hashem gives them lechem tsar umayim lachatz, which basically means a sparing amount of bread and water. So in other words, when a person learns Torah despite their financial straits, God is going to answer their prayer. Rabbi Avo Omer masbien oso miziv shchina shene emar v'hayu einecho roloses morecha. When a person learns Torah despite his financial situation, he's going to be satiated from the glory of the Shechina. Again, the Gemara quotes another pasuk from Yeshayahu that again it's from the same pasuk that says that your eyes are going to see your teacher. Rabbi Acha Bar Chanina Amar Af in Hapargo Nin Al Bifanav Shene Amar V'lo Yikanef Od Morecha. The end of that pasuk in Yeshayahu indicates that if a person learns Torah despite their financial straits, so the Gemara says that the curtain in heaven, which usually intercedes between the Malachim and God, is going to be open to you. It's not going to be locked away from you. Okay. Then we said in the Mishnah, Rabbi Shimon Ben Gamliel Omer Mishum Rabbi Yehoshua Miyom Shacharav Beis Hamikdash Ein. The Mishnah spoke about how since the times of the Korban, all these different things had happened, all of these different flavor of the food had been taken away, and the fat of the grain had been taken away, and all those things that we spoke about yesterday. Amar Rava b'chol yom v'yom meruba kilolasu mishal chaverot shene amar ba'boker tomar miyitein erev uva'erev tomar miyitein boker. So the Gemara says that each day the curse is worse than the previous day. The pasuk in Kisavo in the Tochacha says that in the morning the person is going to say, who will give me evening, and in the evening the person will say, who will give me the morning. So asks the Gemara, hey boker, which morning morning is being referred to. Ilema boker delamachar miyadam ahave. It can't be in other words, it can't be the next morning because the person doesn't know what's going to happen the next morning yet. Ella dechalif. It must be the previous morning. The ella alma amay kabekayim. So then, based on what does the world continue to function? Akedusha desidra v'ayaheshme rabba da agarta. Shene amar eretz afasa kimo ofel tzalmavis velo sidarim hayesh sidarim tofia me ofel. The Gemara explains that the world continues to function because of the Kedusha that we recite in Uvalet Zion, as well as the Yeheshmei Rabbah that's recited after Kaddish, after Agarata, whenever the Kaddish is recited after a Shir, after some kind of a Dvar Torah is given. So the Gemara quotes a pasuk from Sefer Eov that says that the land is filled with darkness and with desolation, the Lo Sidarim, without order. So the Gemara infers that when there is order, namely when there's Kedusha from Uvalet Zion and the Yeheshmei Rabbah from Kaddish, so then you're going to be spared from that darkness. Okay, then we said Velo Yara Tal Levrachav Nital Tamperos Tanya Reb Shimon ben Elazar Omer Tahara But Latam Vareach Maser Bitol Shuman Dagan. So again, we spoke about this yesterday, that the lack of purity has nullified the taste of the food and the aroma of the food. Our failure to give Maser has nullified the fat of the grain. Rav Huna Ashkach Tumarta Dechinu Nisa. Rav Huna one time found a very fragrant date. Shakla Karcha Besudare. He wrapped it up in a cloth. Also, Rabba Berei. So his son Rabba comes back home. Amar Le Morchina Recha Dechinu Nisa. He says, "I smell the scent of a fragrant date." Amar Le Beni Tahara Yishpacha. So he says, "My son, you have a sense of purity about you." So Yohava Nihale. So he gives him the date. Adahachi Asa Abba Berei. In the meantime, Abba, who's Rabba's son, who again, who's Rav Huna's grandson, comes in. Shakla Yohava Nihale. So Rabba gives his son. He gives his son Abba this fragrant date. Amar Le Beni Samachta Es Libim. V'hekesa es shini. Hainu da amre inche rachme da abba abinei, rachme da bnei abinei da havule. So basically, the Gemara says that Rav Huna was happy that his son Rabba smelled the scent of the date, but he was upset that he then turned around and gave that date to his own son Abba, and the Gemara coined the expression that a father has pity on his own son, but the son likes his own kid more. So he's going to turn around and give the date to his own son. Rav Acha bar Yaakov itapel be'ber Rav Yaakov bar Berate. So the Gemara relates that Rav Acha bar Yaakov essentially raised his grandson, his grandson from his daughter. So apparently his son and daughter had died. So he had raised his grandson, his daughter's son. And the Gemara says, Ki God Alamar Le Ashki on Maya. When the son grew up, so he one time asked him to go get him a cup of water. Amar lo lav, he says, La brichana. He says, I'm not your son. I'm not obligated in the mitzvah of kibud av aim. You're not really my father. V'hainu da'amri inshe rabbe barbaratachana. The Gemara quotes the expression that that even if you raise a person, he's going to turn around and say to you, I'm not really your son, I'm your grandson, and I'm not really chayv in kibud avayim. Okay. Then the Mishnah says, Befumos shal aspasianos gazu al atros chasanim v'al ha'irus. The Mishnah now is going to relate various gezeros that were imposed during different times of persecution, during different wars. So the Gemara says, during the war of Vespasian, they made a takana that a chasan should not wear a crown at his wedding, and also that the drums should not be played at that wedding. Again, the Gemara is going to explain all of these. Befumos shel Titus gazu al atros kalos v'shelo yelamed adam es beno yevanis. During the war of Titus, again, they decreed that a kala cannot wear a crown, and also that you are not allowed to teach your son yevanis. The Gemara is going to explain exactly what that means. Befumos ha'acharon gazu shelo teitze ha'kala ba'apirion besochayir v'rabosein v'hitiru shetitze ha'kala ba'apirion besochayir. There was a machlokas as to whether such a gezer was imposed in the wake of the Bar Kokhba rebellion, whether there was a gezira imposed that a kala should not go out in what's called an apirion. An apirion was this kind of like this canopy, or like the, I think the official word is a palanquin. It was like this canopy that they would carry throughout the city. So there's a machlokas in the Mishnah whether such a gezira was ever imposed. Mishemesh Rabbi Meir Batlu Moshele Mishalim. Once Rabbi Meir died, the people who used to offer parables had ceased. Mishemesh Ben Azai Batlu Hashakdanim. When Ben Azai died, those who were diligent in their Torah studies had ceased. Mishemesh Ben Zoma Batlu Hadarshan. When Ben Zoma died, the people who used to provide exegesis on various psukim had ceased. Mishemesh Rabbi Akiva batal kvod haTorah. When Rabbi Akiva died, there was a lack of kvod haTorah. Mishemesh Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa batal anshei Maisa. The people who would act, who would do mitzvos, that had ceased. Mishemesh Rabbi Yosi katonta pasku chasidim v'lama nikra shmo katonta shehaya ktanta shel chasidim. And when Rabbi Yosi katonta died, there was a cessation amongst the pious individuals, and he was called Rabbi Yosi katonta because he was the least of those chassidim, of those pious people. Mishemesh Rabban Yochanan ben Zakkai, batel zev hashchina, batel zev hachachma, when Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai died, so the glow of wisdom had ceased. Mishemesh Rabban Gamliel hazakin, batel kvod haTorah, umesa tahara uprishus, when Rabban Gamliel hazakin died, so kvod haTorah had been nullified, and also purity and precious, which is like a sense of separation or a sense of asceticism, had also ceased. Mishemesh Rabbi Yishmael ben Pabi, batel zev hakahuna, when he died, so the glow, the shine of the kahuna had ceased. Mishemesh Rebbe batel anava ve'yiras chedah, when Rebbe Yehuda Hanasi died, so humility and fear of sin had ceased. Tana Rabbanan, Reb Pinchas ben Yair Omer, mishacharav beis hamikdash, boshu chaverim uvnei chorin, v'chafu rosham, v'nedaldalu anshe maisa, v'gavru bali zroa uvalei lashon, v'ein doresh v'ein bevakesh v'ein shoel, al mi lanu lehishain alavinu shebashamayim. The Gemara relates that once the beis hamikdash was destroyed, so those chaverim, the people who were very careful on trumos ha'maisros, on consuming kachim in a state of tahara, they had become ashamed of themselves. People in general were ashamed. The people who observed mitzvos had essentially ceased, and the people who were violent and the people who were smooth talkers had taken over. There was no one who was seeking out or inquiring of God anymore. And the Gemara says that all you have left to rely on is God. Then the Gemara says, Rabbi Eliezer HaGadol Omer, Miyom Shechara Beis HaMikdash, Sharu Chakimaya Lemehevi Kesafraya, Vesafraya Kechaznaya, Vechaznaya Ka'ama Da'ara, Ba'ama Da'ara Ozla, Vidildala, Ve'in Shoel, Ve'in Mevakesh, Ami Yesh Lihi Shoen Alevinu Shebashamayim. Again, a very similar idea, where basically the Gemara says that after the Churban, there was a decrease in terms of various people's Torah knowledge. So a person who used to qualify as a Chacham now became merely a Sofer. A Sofer is a term that usually refers to like a school teacher. So the assumption is that he's not quite as learned as the chacham. The school teachers became the chaznaya, which are like these sextons of the shuls, and those people became ame haaretz, and then the ame haaretz slowly started to dwindle. Then the Gemara says, "Beikvos meshicha chutzpa yiske v'yoker ya'amir," a very famous line for the Mishnah that in the wake of the time of Mashiach coming, there's going to be an increase in chutzpah, and also there's going to be high inflation. There's going to be all the prices are going to skyrocket. Hagefen titein piriyah v'hayayin v'yoker, despite the fact that the grapevine is going to produce grapes, still, wine is going to be exorbitantly expensive. The monarchy is going to become heretical, and there will be no one to reproach them. So all the places where the sages used to gather to take counsel, to learn Torah, are going to become houses of promiscuity. All these various regions of Eretz Yisrael are going to be destroyed, or they're going to be laid desolate. People are going to wander around asking for money, and no one's going to have pity on them. The chachmos sofrim tisrach, those people who engaged in the wisdom of Torah are going to be made putrid. The yirei chet yimasu, those who fear sin are going to be despised. The haemes tehena deres, and truth is going to be missing. It's going to be lacking. Now arim pidei zekenim yalbinu zekenim yandu mipnei ketanim ben menavel av bas kama beima kala bachamosa. The Gemara and the Mishnah says basically that the young people are going to shame the older people. The older people are going to stand for the younger people. The sons are going to embarrass their fathers. The daughters will stand up against their mothers, the daughters-in-law against their mothers-in-law. Oive ishan shebeso, the people of your household are going to become your enemies. Penei hador ke penei hakelev, the face of the generation will be like a dog, they're going to be brazen. Haben eino misvayesh me'aviv, v'alma yesh vanu lihishen alavinu shebashamayim. Again, the son will not be embarrassed or ashamed of his father, he's going to do whatever he wants, and again, the only thing we have on which to rely is God's support. Okay, then the Gemara says, Amar Rav, lo shanu, elo shel melach v'gafris, avo shel hadas v'shel vered mutter, u'shmuel omer av shel hadas v'shel vered aser. Shall kanim bishal chelas mutter the Levi Amar Av shall kanim bishal chelas aser the chaytani Levi b'mas nisei Av shall kanim bishal chelas aser. The Gemara quotes a three-way machlokas between Rav, Shmuel, and Levi as to the scope of the prohibition when the Mishnah said that they made a gzera that a chassid is not allowed to wear a crown. The question is, what type of crown are we talking about? So according to Rav, he said that prohibition only applies to crowns that are made of salt or sulfur. But if the crown was made of rose of myrtles or of roses, that's okay. Shmuel says no, even those roses and myrtles are problematic, but if it's made out of reeds or bulrushes, other kinds of branches or things like that, that's okay. And Levi says even those things are problematic. Fine. Then we said if al ha'irus, my irus, Amar Rabbi Elazar, tavla dechad puma. It's basically a drum with one mouth. So that drum that there was a prohibition made against playing those drums at the weddings. Rabba Barav Huna avad le lebrei tanbura. So one time Rabba made for his son's wedding, he made a tambourine. Asa avua tavri. So his father Rabba's father came and broke the tambourine. Amar le michlaf betavla dechad puma. Zil avid le apuma dechatzva o apuma dekafiza. So he was concerned that people would confuse the tambourine with the regular drum. So he said that what you need to do is you have to make the tambourine either on an earthenware utensil or on some kind of a utensil that's used to measure out certain measurements where no one is going to confuse it with a regular drum. Fine. Then we said, befumos shotitus gazru al atros kalos, my atros kalos. Amar Rabba bar bar chana, amar Rabbi Yochanan, ir shel zahav, tanya nami hachi ezehu atros kalos, ir shel zahav, aval osa osa kipa shel mela. So what you're not allowed to make for the brides are these golden tiaras, essentially, that have whole cities or images of cities on them. But what is permissible is that you could have some kind of a woolen linen cap that the kala can wear. That's perfectly fine. Tana afal chupas chasanim gazu. My chupas chasanim zohoris hamuzhavos. Tani nami hachi eluhin chupas chasanim zohoris hamuzhavos. Aval osa papiris asola bakomash yirta. There was a further takana that a chasan is also not allowed to wear these very gaudy type of red dye, crimson, golden clothing that stand out. After, again, this is all after the Churban, but what he is allowed to do is to take some kind of papyrus and hang it on the canopy. That's okay because it's not considered to be so gaudy. Okay, then we said, v'shalo yalamedes b'no yivanes, tanu rabbanan, kishetzaru malchei beis chashmonai zelze, when the various kings of the Chashmonai, of the Hasmonean dynasty, started to fight with one another, haya hurkenes mi b'chutz v'aristroblus mi b'fnim. So Hurkenes was on the inside of the city of Yerushalayim, and Aristroblus, the other king, was out. Well, I'm sorry, Hurkenes was outside, and Aristroblus was inside. B'chol yom v'yom hayu mishalshalin dinarim b'kupa umalin lahen t'midim. So the Jews on the inside of the walls of Yerushalayim would take money, they would lower it to the outside of the wall, and the people outside would send them back an animal to offer as a carbon tumen. Hayashar zaken echad shayamakir b'chachmas yivanis. There was one elder there who understood Greek wisdom. Laz lahen b'chachmas yivanis, and he started to talk. In other words, the Jews started to speak in Chachmas Yivanis. Amar lahen kozman she'oskim ba'avoda einim sarin b'yarchem. So he said to the Romans who were there, he said that as long as you keep sending animals to the Jews to offer as karbanos, you're never going to be able to defeat them. So lamachar shilshulu lahem dinarim b'kupa v'helu lahem chazir. Kevan shehigia lachatzi choma na'at tziparnav nizdaz eretz Yisrael arba meos parisa. So the next day, the Jews, when they sent the money over the wall, instead of sending back a regular animal as a karban, they sent over a pig. And the moment that the pig's the claws or the feet, whatever it was, scraped on the walls of Yerushalayim, so the Gemara says that the whole Eretz Yisrael shook, and that was the beginning of the end for them. And the Gemara says, Osa Shah Amru Arur Adam Shiyagadal Chazirim V'Arur Adam Shiyalamed Livno Chachmas Yivanis. Cursed is a person who raises pigs, and cursed is a person who teaches his son Chachmas Yivanis. And the Gemara continues, Yal Osa Shana. He was a Jew who maybe he was from one of the Birionim. There were a sect of Jews who basically tried to force the Jews to fight. So maybe he was a Jew who had some ulterior motive, or maybe he wasn't Jewish at all. I don't know. The Gemara doesn't really explain who this guy was. I'm not really sure. Okay, then the Gemara says, V'yalosa shana shaninu, maisa uba umer, miganos, migagos tzrifim, ushte halachem, mibikastin. So here, the Gemara relates that year, the barley for the carbon omer came from this area called Gagos tzrifim, and the wheat for the shte halachem on Shavuos came from the valley of Ein Socher. So asks the Gemara, ini v'ha'amar rebi, be'eret Yisrael lashon surisi lama, ela I lashon akodesh, I lashon yivanis, v'ha'amar rev Yosef, bebavel lashon arami lama, ela o lashon akodesh, o lashon parsi. So the Gemara has almost like a technical question. Why? What's the purpose of Sursi? Sursi is basically Syriac. It's like a dialect of the Aramaic. Why do we need the language of Sursi to be spoken in Eretz Israel? Either speak Lashon HaKodesh or speak Greek. And then Rav Yosef takes it a step further. In Bavel, why do we need Lashon Arami? Either speak in Lashon HaKodesh or speak in Persian. So the Gemara says, in other words, doesn't this indicate that you're allowed to speak in Yavanis in Greek? So the Gemara says, you're right. Lashon Yavanis Lachod, the Chachmas Yavanis Lachod. There's two separate things here. The prohibition was that you're not allowed to learn Chachmas Yivanis. You can't teach your son the wisdom of the Greeks. But there was never a prohibition made against speaking the Greek language. So asks the Gemara, "Chachmas Yivanis miyasira?" V'ha'amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel Mishum Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, "My dichsev eini olala l'nafshi mikol benos iri elef yuladim hayu beveis abba chamesh meos lamdu Torah v'chamesh meos lamdu Chachmas Yivanis v'lo nishdayer mehen ela ani kanu venachi abba ba'asya." So the Gemara quotes a pasuk from Eicha that says that my eyes are tearing up because all the daughters of my city. So the Gemara quotes that, again, this was in the name of Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. He said about his father that he had 1,000 kids learning in his base medrash or in his area. 500 learned Torah and 500 learned Chachmas Yivanis. And Rabbi Shimon Gamliel said that the only people who are left from those 1,000 kids is myself and my cousin who lives in Asia, which is Asia Minor. So doesn't this indicate that it's actually permissible to learn Chachmas Yivanis? So the Gemara says, no, Shiny shall be Rabban Gamliel de Krovin Lamalchas Havu. Desanya, Misaper Komi Hareza Midarchi Haemori, Avtulus Ben Ruvin, Hitiru Lisaper Komi Shehu Karov Lamalchas, shall be Rabban Gamliel, Hitiru Lanchach Masivanas, Vinisha Krovin Lamalchas. The Gemara basically says that there was an exception made for the family of Rabban Gamliel because they were very close with the monarchy, so they needed to understand Chachmas Yevanis. The Gemara quotes a similar idea based on a sugya that appears in Maseches Avodah Zarah, that there are certain types of haircuts that are prohibited to get because they resemble the Darkei Amor, they resemble the idolatrous haircuts that were given, but there was an exception made for this person named Avtulus Ben Ruvain, because again, he was very close with the monarchy, so he needed to look a certain way. Okay, then we said, So what was the reason for this takana that a kala cannot go out in the palanquin, in this, you know, canopy that they would carry throughout the city? Again, the reason is because of tznius. They wanted to keep her concealed. So that's why the Rabbanan said that it was actually permissible to carry her there because she was more concealed and she wasn't visible to everyone. Mishemesh Rabban Yochanan Batla HaChachma. Tana Rabbanan, Mishemesh Rabban Eliezer Nignaz Sefer Torah. Once Rabban Eliezer died, so metaphorically, the Sefer Torah was buried. He was considered to be like a walking Sefer Torah. So after his death, a lot of the secrets of Torah had been hidden away. Mishemesh Rabban Yehoshua Batla Eitza Umachshava. When Rabban Yehoshua died, so counsel and wisdom had ceased. Mishemesh Rabban Akiva Batlu Zeroe Torah Venestatnu Mayanos HaChachma. When Rabbi Akiva died, those people who were powerfully engaged in learning Torah had ceased, and the wellsprings of wisdom had been shut off. Mishemesh Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah batlu ataros chachma she'ateres chachamim ashram. When Rabbi Elazar died, so the crowns of wisdom had ceased. Mishemesh Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa batlu anshei ma'isa. We quoted this already before, that the people who used to act, who do mitzvos, had ceased. Mishemesh Rabbi Yosi ben Katonta batlu chasidim v'lama nikra shema Rabbi Yosi ben Katonta shoyim miktani chasidim. Again, we quoted this in the Mishnah as well, that Rabbi Yosef ben Katonta, he was the smallest of all the pious people, and after he died, all the pious individuals had ceased. Mishemes ben Aze batlu hashakdan, and those who were diligent had ceased. Mishemes ben Zoma batlu hadarshanin, again, the people who used to provide exegesis on psukim had ceased. Mishemes Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel, Allah go vive a Rabu Tzaris. When Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel died, there was this plague of locusts, and there was many tzaris that had befallen the Jewish people. Mishemes Rebbe Huchbalu Tzaris, and when Rebbe Huda Hanasi died, there was a doubling of these tzaris. And then finally, we said, Mishemes Rebbe batlu anava v'yir aschet. We said that after Rebbe Yehuda Hanasi died, there was a cessation of humility and fear of sin. Amar le Rav Yosef l'sana lo tisne anava di'ika ana. Amar le Rav Nachman l'sana lo tisne yirashchid di'ika ana. So these Amoraim say, don't say that anava and yirashchid have ceased since the death of Rav Yehuda Hanasi, because there's me. Because Rav Yosef said, I'm very humble, and Rav Nachman said, I fear sin, and therefore it was not accurate to say that anava and yirashchid had been nullified after the death of Rav Yehuda Hanasi. Hadron alach egla arufa uslik olam asecha sota.